Hi, this is Vince Mitchell. I'm the Safety and Security Manager for San Juan Regional Medical Center, and I'm here today to talk about some personal safety tips, just some things that can help you throughout your everyday life and even in the workplace. First and foremost, on your personal safety, I think it's extremely important to mention the need to have a confident presence, the need to keep your eyes up, your head up, walk with an upright posture and with a confident stride. Oftentimes we see people looking in their cell phone as they walk. You have to ask yourself, are they aware of their surroundings? Do they know what's going on around them? Are they aware of where they're going? Those are just some things to keep an eye out for when as you go through the lot. So put down the phone for a few minutes, particularly when you're outside and about. Just enjoy the view that it's there. Another thing you got to keep cautious about are when you're out in the public or out in the street. Just be aware of your surroundings out there, too. Be aware of the people that are around you, especially if it's dark. If possible, you should travel with a friend. Stay in well-lighted areas as much as possible. Walk close to the curb. Avoid doorways and areas where someone could hide. Walk confidently, again, and at a steady pace. And actually, communicate with people when you're walking. It lets people know that you're aware of what's going on, and people are less likely to confront you in those types of situations. Another thing to be cognizant of on your personal safety is in parking lots. I really recommend walking in well-lit areas. I wouldn't sit in your vehicle for too long. And actually, if you have valuables in your trunk, put those away, hide them. Make sure that people can't look in there and see what you have. That would be something that would be easy to take. Also, something that's pretty important is actually locking your vehicle. Some folks just don't lock their vehicles, and it's a good, simple step to help prevent you from being a victim of a theft or criminal damage. On car safety, just make sure you lock your doors again after you're entering or leaving your vehicle. Park in well-lit areas. Again, lighting really goes a long way towards your own personal safety. And actually, when you're walking to your vehicle at night, just make sure you have your keys in your hand so you don't have to fumble with them when you're getting ready to get in your car. Make sure you check the interior when you do get in. And when you get going, just don't linger around. It's probably the most important key on that piece. And if you do happen to break down, call for help. Lock your car, lock yourself in your car, and wait for help to arrive. You can call law enforcement, or you can call a tow service. There's nothing wrong with calling law enforcement and having them check on you. Other things that you can do, maybe you are confronted by somebody that is aggressive or maybe wants to do something. Really try to keep your distance from them. That's the most important piece. The last thing you want to do is get within their arm's length where you could be the victim of a battery or some other type of crime. Actively listen to the person, but the most important thing is if you can run away, I would run. And actually trust your gut about these things. Don't let these feelings or hunches that you feel inside go unanswered. If you feel uncomfortable, just walk away. Don't put yourself in the position to become a victim. Again, those types of things will help you be safe throughout your life, wherever you are, and in the workplace. Just be alert and aware of the people that are around you. Educate yourself about prevention tactics, some of the stuff that we talked about, the lighting, locking your belongings away. Be aware of those locations and situations that would make you appear vulnerable to a crime. Again, walk with confidence. Walk with your head up. Don't have your head stuck in a cell phone. I hope this helps you all. Have a good day.